stick with you a little bit?
It did. You know, I talked to, you know, my coach back home and stuff and my parents and this. I just got to move on from it, you know. It's things like that happen. You just got to, next time I get up there, I got to step up confident and knock them down. You know, I obviously got in the gym and fine-tuned my form, but, you know, it's something like that. You got to shoot them with confidence.
Just how has that been for you here these last, you know, few days, just trying to move on from that?
I think it took about a day to move on. You know, we had they actually gave us a couple of days off after that game. You know, they just want to keep us fresh throughout this whole season. There's no use in killing us now when, you know, we got Pine Bluff coming up, and then, you know, the Big Ten is a grueling schedule. But so they gave us a little time off, and, you know, I think we all recovered and we came back hungry. You know, we're going to learn from that.
I know as a student you're probably not looking forward to finals all that much, but it kind of helped just, you know, knowing that you had something like that coming up that you could just kind of block what happened out of your mind and just...
Not really. Yeah. I wanted to just relax, play some video games to get my mind off it, but, you know, I think it did help. You know, just something other than basketball, you know, we're here for academics too, and so, you know, you got to put a lot of time into both.
Now, are you done with finals here, or do you still got a few more left?
Yep, I've been done since Tuesday, so I got the lucky draw of finally had finals on Monday and Tuesday, so I've been done for a couple of days now.
Now, as far as, it sounds like Josh is going to be back for you guys on Sunday. What have you seen from him here since he's been back on the practice floor, as far as like maybe improvements in his game and what you feel he'll be able to provide you when he's out there?
Obviously, his shooting. He's always going to bring the table. He's also a very good defender. You know, I think his defense is pretty underrated. But so he's going to bring that, and he's just a competitor. He's going to get up, and it's another guy I can find in transition. It's another guy I can rely on to make shots. And, you know, he's going to bring a lot to the table for us.
Foul trouble and outcome of Friday night aside, would you say that was as aggressive and as well played as Woody has looked for you?
Yeah, Woody's been, you know, continually improving. He's been a lot of foul trouble this whole year, so it's been hard for him to find his rhythm at times. But, you know, he continues to work hard. He's always in the gym working hard, and in practice he's one of our hardest workers. So, you know, he played well, and, you know, we're going to continue to see that out of him.
How's that bus ride home on Friday?
Awful. Dead silent. You know, that one really hurt for us, especially the way we lost it. We felt like we had plenty of chances to put it away, and we felt like we played a great game throughout the whole game, just a few things at the end. So it was a tough ride home.